Coach's Show with Axtell Head Coach Eric Detweiler here in our locker room chat on KMZA, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, the State Bank of Bern at the Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings. Coach, interesting week one opponent in Reno County Homeschool, but before we get to that, what have you seen from your guys in this offseason bringing back all the talent that you do?
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids, kind of had a normal summer, you know, lifting weights and you know, meeting every, you know, 4 days a week in the morning and running over some football plays and stuff. And you know, they've been working hard, busting their tails. And you know, they just got a busy life, you know, with playing basketball and baseball and, you know, trying to do football stuff in the summer. So, yeah, you know, I think they're doing a great job of staying focused and, you know, ready for the season to start.
And how did you guys – How do you come away feeling from your jamboree last Friday, looking back at the film and seeing where you guys measure up?
You know, honestly, I thought we were a little sloppy. I obviously think the same thing every year. It's we're not to the level that we need to be, but that's the best part about a jamboree is, getting guys ready and you know, hitting other people and you know, putting a little bit of game pressure on some kids that, you know, maybe haven't seen the varsity level yet. So I think it's, you know, it's important to play those jamborees and you know, get some kids, feet wet.
And you kind of talk about those younger players that need to emerge. Is there anyone that stands out right now? Have they progressed where you want them to be right now?
You know, not really. You know, as a younger, you know, we got six seniors that are, you know, obviously back and ready to go. And then, you know, we lost several seniors last year that we need some younger kids to step up and you know, we're still plugging, you know, different kids into those spots and you know, get a good look at some of the kids on the jamboree and you know, still shuffling kids around right now that you know, that we need to kind of, you know, fine tune a little bit before they're ready for the varsity level.
And it's been hot all week, Coach, so how have you guys dealt with it up there?
Yeah, you know, we had to practice in the morning and some, you know, yesterday ours was late evening. We went that way. It feels like sometimes if we go early morning, our practices, you know, aren't quite as long as I would like to get enough things accomplished. So we try to go as late as possible, you know, obviously give them more, you know, more water and more breaks, that kind of stuff. And you know, it's a struggle, but, you know, I'm sure every team is doing the same thing.
And an interesting week one matchup against Reno County Homeschool. We'll talk with head coach Eric Detweiler, the Axtell Eagles, right after this on our locker room chat on KMZA 92.1. Back with head coach Eric Detweiler, the Axtell Eagles. They have a week one matchup against Reno County Homeschool, a team that is not affiliated with Keisha, so they can play an 8-man schedule and 11-man schedule. They open at Axtell. They play Andale and Rossville later in the year. But so, coach, how do you prepare for a team like this?
Well, yeah, obviously it's a little bit difficult, you know, especially being a week one opponent. You know, you don't have any film to study. You know, you can go off of last year's film, but you're exactly right. I think the last couple games were 11-man football. So, just kind of get ourselves ready and where we need to be and kind of hopefully we can adjust on the fly. It's, you know, they're a very, very talented team. Their quarterback is back. And actually, I think majority of their team is back and is going to be seniors. You know, they were undefeated last season. And I think they only lost like one game the year before. So, that, you know, they're a very talented team that, you know, was willing to play us. And so, you know, we got a home game out of it. And so, you know, we're looking forward to the matchup.
And obviously the quest for a fifth state championship, the long winning streak came to an end, two close losses with those six seniors. Is that kind of the goal and to get revenge and get back to that state title game this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you get the taste of, you know, making it to the state championship and winning a few, it's, you know, that's your ultimate goal every year. You know, yeah, obviously we, you know, lost last year and ended our, you know, our 58 game win streak, but, you know, we're using that as motivation all summer long and in these first few weeks to kind of get ourselves ready and hopefully get back to that level.
And Joe Liebarger was a big piece of that defense that was very stout last year, all 10-year wins coming in Mercy Rules, but 9 interceptions from Joe. Now he's stepping into more of a running back role this season. How's he looked moving more from wide receiver to the running back room?
You know, he looks, you know, very good. He's fluent, he's shifty, he can make guys miss. You know, he's doing a great, you know, good job of, you know, being a leader out there for our younger guys and you know, kind of got a little banged up, you know, the other day. So we're, you know, hopefully he'll be just fine, but, you know, he's doing a tremendous job and you know, every year of experience you got under your belt, the better you get.
All right, coach. Thank you. And make sure you guys hydrate on Friday and good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you.